You're now listening to Sound Talent Media. Check out more shows at soundtalentmedia.com.
You are now listening to the Ride Across Podcast.
And I think, you know, emo night specifically is just about community. And so it just got me thinking, there's so many people, not even just in the emo and pop punk world, but in music as a whole. And then even Bobby Hundreds, who I just interviewed, completely different subgenre of like life, you know. But when I read his book, everything resonated with me so much.
Yeah, I need to read it.
It's so good. And it's crazy because I know nothing about streetwear. Like, I couldn't tell you one thing about it. But
I'm like, www.urbanoutfitters.com.
Same.
But it's my streetwear.
Yeah. Like, nothing. I know nothing.
Wow.
But when you read his book, it's all about his failures as an entrepreneur and, like,
so important.
Just certain things that, you know, or just how to stay sane when you're crazy, busy, and overwhelmed and things like that. But yeah, so I just want to interview people in this community that kind of work to keep it all together and,
and keep it going.
So on that note, I'm going to introduce you.
Yeah, let's start.
So we have Ashley Osborne in the house.
Woo-woo!
In this house of Ride or Cry. And she's an amazing photographer. She's shot just like every artist that like lives on the planet. And I feel like you've also branched out a lot just musicians.
Yeah, I'm trying.
Which is cool.
It's been a whole journey. It's a whole journey.
I mean, I love that. But so where did that journey begin? Like, when did you get into photography? What made you get into it?
It was such an accident. Honestly, in high school, I was like such an outcast emo kid. Like, I really was that kid that was just like so sad and I didn't have a lot of friends, but the one, I had moved a lot as a kid. I moved like at least 10 times, my mom and I, and I never really had a steady life growing up. So I think by the time I got to high school, I had kind of learned to just introvert myself, and I was just very alone, but I was very okay with it. I was very independent. But the one community that I had was every time I would go to a show, I would meet so many new people, and the scene in Minneapolis where I grew up was thriving. There were so many local bands, so many amazing people, and those were kind of the only friends that I had. So I would go to so many shows, and those were like the happiest days of my life. It was whenever, every day I would get to go to a show, like that was it for me. That's all I cared about. And I would just always want to be in the front or in the pit, like at metal shows, and I would just have like little point-and-shoot cameras with me. And this was like 2008, 2009. And all I cared about was taking the photos and like going home and like putting them on Tumblr and MySpace, because that was like it for me. That's like all I had. That's all I did. I had like no life outside of shows. So it kind of all happened on accident. And just growing up, like I remember my dad remarried and I had this stepmom who, you know, long story short, we weren't the closest, but she would design and like sew her own clothes and sell them on eBay for like young kids. And so she would always take photos of my little sister modeling these random clothes that she would make, and I would always like be so fascinated with her cameras. Like, I was just so obsessed with cameras from when I was a little kid on, and it just all happened on accident. I just loved like documenting my own life and documenting my family and taking cameras at school. I just loved it, and it was never intentional.
Did venues just let you take in cameras?
Yeah, but because it was like so long ago, like just little tiny point and shoot like Kodak ones. And I knew nothing about cameras. And I just remember being like, oh, I'm going to go to Target and buy a new camera. Oh, 10 megapixels. Oh, my God. This is like, this is so professional. I know what I'm doing. Wow. Like, my Flickr is going to be so lit.
So lit.
So lit.
My MySpace page is just gonna
for sure my new header. But I remember specifically one show, like Paramore was always that band for me, and I know like you and I always really bonded over them.
I just casually went to Red Rocks.
I know. It was the best thing we've ever done. It was so fun though.
It's
just dead at the airport, like what are we doing here? It was so fun. And I remember in 2009, it was my senior year, And I had been so obsessed with the photos that Lindsay Burns was taking of Paramore, and I had seen them all over the internet, all over MySpace, and I was so excited. And then I went to see them at the show, like, right around the same time. And it was in St. Paul, and I was in the front row on the barricade, of course, and there was this guy, Joe Lemke, who was, like, shooting professional photos, and I was like, what are you doing? Like, I had actually never spoken to a professional photographer, but I always seen him around. And I talked to him, and he was so helpful. And he was like, yeah, like, I have a photo pass. Like, this is what a photo pass does for you. Like, I'm shooting for a magazine, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, holy fuck, like, that's the coolest thing. I didn't even know that was a real thing. Like, I always saw photos of my favorite artists, but I never knew, like, that, like, you know, the process behind it. And I think that was fall of 2009, my senior year. After that was, like, it. That's all I wanted to do. So I saved up all year, and then I used my graduation money to buy my first DSLR. And then I moved to Chicago, and that was like, it was a spiral. It wasn't a downward spiral. It was an upward spiral.
I just spiraled.
It spiraled from there, like, out of control. Like, my whole life was shooting music. And I was going to school at Columbia, but it was for marketing. And it was just like, it was crazy. It was amazing. But it was all an accident. Like, I never thought that this would be my career ever in my whole life. So,
I mean, I think those are the best scenarios for starting careers, of just getting into it based on your interests.
Yeah, I was like, I set myself up for it my whole life, and I just never knew that anyone would, like, really care. And it's so crazy to me. Like, that's all I've been thinking about the last few weeks, is, like, how crazy it is to be where I'm at now. And, like, you know, I've been doing this shit for 10 years. It's unreal to me that, like, this little baby kid who was, like, so bummed and had no direction growing up, like, now I'm just this, like, woman, and I'm so proud of where I'm at, and I'm really proud of myself.
Yeah.
I never thought I would get to a place, which I'm sure you understand, where you're like, I'm really proud of what I've done.
Definitely. You know? You should be.
You should be, too, though. You should be, too. I think everyone should. I don't think no one gives himself enough credit, especially as creatives and creative women, like, we're always made to feel less somehow, or we make ourselves feel less somehow. And lately I've just been, like, on this weird kick of rest and also, like, self-appreciation and, like, patting myself on the back and, like, taking a break. It's been really good.
I mean, it's so important. And I think just by nature, I think people like us just want to go and succeed and get things done and be on to the next thing and the better thing. And it was this year too for me that I realized, like, I have to do things that keep me sane, because mm-hmm. I'm just gonna burn out and it's not so gonna be worth hard. It and I just got to a point where I couldn't appreciate anything that was happening, because I was thinking about what was next
tomorrow, you
know? And we'd be, like, in New Orleans, like, putting on a show with Sunny and From First to Last, like, doing this, like, iconic thing, and I would be there crippled with anxiety about what would be happening the day after, instead of just being like,
I feel that
this is so cool.
I, like, feel what that.
So what are some things that you do? You know, you travel a lot with bands, and, you know, like you said, the past couple weeks you've been resting and just kind of regrouping. Like, what are some things you do to stay, you know, mentally stable and kind
break
of take care
foot.
Of yourself?
Yeah. fall a couple weeks ago, I've had this happen twice in my life, where I am just a firm believer now at this point that if you do not take time for yourself, you will be forced to take time for yourself. Why? Whether you believe in the universe or whatever your beliefs are, like, you will be forced to take care of yourself and stop. Like, something will happen that you will not like. That will force you to take time. And it's not a scary thing. It's just a very real thing. Like, it's the way the world works. If you, I just, like, completely started rambling and went on a tangent.
No, I mean, I'm so glad you brought that up, because I was going to say that, you know, I think, because that happened to me once too, when I graduated college, I had, like, two jobs and full-time school and an internship, and I got home and I threw my back out the next day.
You can't.
And it was my body fully just being like, you're going to physically have to lay down for a month, you know, and I so believe in that. So I was going to say that for you is, do you think that's kind of why you broke your foot?
Absolutely.
It's because the world was like, you need to chill the fuck
Absolutely.
Out.
I had, this year has been insane. It's been the most important year of my life and my career. And as a woman, like, this year has been so important to me. And I think I'll like never forget this year for the rest of my life for so many reasons. But, you know, twice in my life now, as I was saying, I've had really crazy health stuff happen. And the first time was 2016. And I was so sick. And I was overseas and it was just traumatizing, but it was so important to my growth. And, you know, as great as this year has been, like, I've been off the road most of the year. I took time off just to, like, be in LA and be home, because I feel like I've toured nonstop for pretty much the last 6 years of my life. Mm-hmm. And I've seen half the world, and I'm so lucky. And I definitely, well, I'm not done touring. Like, I still have so much left I want to do. But I think it was really accidental this year. The artist that I was with all of last year took this whole year off. And I think I was really scared about it at first, but this year has been the best year of my life. Like, happiness, creatively, financially, like, mentally, just being home and being steady in one place and just falling more in love with Los Angeles and with my home. Like, I moved into a new apartment at the end of last year, and, like, we call it the castle, and I just have this amazing space now that I get to call mine that's just filled with plants, and it's so magical. And, like, I have an altar set up, and I really do just, like, try to take more time for myself. I try to end my day with meditating. I light candles. I light sage. Like, I'm such a hippie, but, like, that is how I ground. Like, I'm just very spiritual in that sense. And, like, even though I broke my foot and I can't go to yoga, I'm still taking time every day to, like, stretch and take care of my body. And, like, you know, especially for people like us who are traveling nonstop, moving nonstop, like, you have to take care of your body. It's just, I could talk about it forever, but if you do not take time to care for yourself, you will be forced to. And, like, I had two vacations planned this year, and I canceled both of them. One was a trip to Japan, and one was a week and a half in Iceland just camping. And I canceled both my vacations for work. And, you know, I'm sure you can relate. Like, every time I would try to do something for myself, I'd be like, oh, but this is so exciting. I'd rather, like, do this. I'd rather, like, take this job. I'd rather, like, no. Like, we all, as a generation and as creatives especially, and people in the music industry, like, we all need to celebrate our success and celebrate that by taking a time off and actually taking care of ourselves. Because everyone in music is, like, crazy. We're all crazy. We're all in music for a reason. We're all emotional. We're all, like, completely unstable.
Have to respond to that email immediately. You know,
we're all cannot, like, wait. Yeah, we're all so insane. And, like, we all are in music, at least I believe, for a reason. Like, we're all just really passionate about art and music. And that being said, like, you know, if you're in music, you're probably a really emotional person, and, like, you're attracted to music for a reason, and that's really special. But you also need to honor that within yourself and, like, take time for yourself and self-care in whatever way you need to do. But it's just so important. And, like, now I've taken most of the last month off, minus, like, one trip I had to take for work and a few shoots that I really just wanted to do. And after I've taken this time off, I feel the most like myself I have in probably a year. And it's just been, like, the most amazing time. And I'm just like, this is my week, though. This is, like, my first thing really back. I'm, like, talking and I'm feeling myself again. I'm really happy. And I just, like, try to have mantras every day. You know, I want to be a light for people. I want to help more people. I want to bring more creativity out of people. I want to collaborate. Like, I just get up every day and try to say these mantras to myself. And, you know, again, whatever your beliefs are, I just believe in, like, having an intention every day. And, like, whether that intention is to wake up and Postmates coffee to your couch and, like, not leave your couch for a day, and, like, your intention is to take care of yourself, like, or it's to, like, take your best photos you've ever taken in your life. Like, you just have to have an intention every day. And that is such a big piece of self-care for me. That was, like, a whole rant, but
yeah. No, I mean, it's, for me, it's like, I always get in that zone too, where I'm not traveling for 2 weeks. So I have my routines, and I can meditate every morning. I can go to yoga 2 to 3 times a week. I can read. And I have this list of things that I know bring me joy, and I keep a journal, and it's specifically to write down things that do bring me joy. I have, like, going to Paramore at Red Rocks on. So it can be something like that, but it can also be, like, getting pho from my favorite place down the street. You know, like, that brings me incredible joy, you
yes
know? And so sometimes if I forget what does make me happy, I just look at this notebook and I can just read through it.
I love
and definitely
that.
Be able to, like, pick one thing out and do it. But what I find really hard is once I am traveling a lot, like this summer we traveled pretty much every week, you know.
Yeah.
And sometimes it was like we did Webster Hall And then we went to sleep at 2:30 and had to wake up at 5 to then fly to Denver and do Sad Summer. And then the table collapsed there and all of our DJ gear fell on the stage.
What?
And 3 songs in. And it was literally the biggest disaster I've ever experienced at an emo night. And I was so tired and just exhausted that I was either like, okay, I can have a complete mental breakdown right now. Or I can just laugh it off because we've had so many shows go well. We've done so many things that have been great. And this can be something like Morgan and I will laugh about in a year or even tomorrow. Like, I'm already laughing about it. And so I chose that route, like, in that moment. But I have to meditate every morning to, like, make my brain be able to do that.
Yeah.
Because before then, I would have for sure just had a complete, like, mental breakdown.
Yeah.
So how do you, like, how do you take the mindset that you have today and kind of translate that into when you're on the road and you're going from city to city and you're living on a bus and it's hectic and it gets stressful? Like, how do you maintain?
What's crazy is, like, I never had, okay, I go on this rant all the time about coffee. Like, coffee is my life. So I went to community meeting a couple weeks ago, and Nash was a speaker. Yeah. And he talks so much about touring and, like, routine. And I've honestly never been, I guess I was a little bit, but I've never been in this clear of a headspace on tour, ever. So tour was always really hard for me because my only, like, way, I guess I was taking care of myself, but in a completely different way. Like, my self-care on the road is every night when I go to bed, I look at where the venue is the next day, and I plan out my morning because I know that, like, when I get up in the morning, I'm going to get ready, I'm going to probably look like shit, and I'm going to step off the bus, and I'm going to walk to this coffee shop. And every day I will get a latte and it will be delicious. And that's, like, my one constant thing that I do on the road. So I think that this time has been really good preparation. And I actually was just thinking about this the other day, like, how to, I, like, kind of had this, like, weird meditative, like, vision of, like, myself on tour, like, but, like, in a hotel room, but being able to do, like, this 30-minute workout thing, or, like, finding new ways to take care of myself now that I am in this mindset. But, like, as far as travel goes, a really good piece of advice I have is, like, downloading, I think I have, it's called Headspace. Mm-hmm. It's an amazing app, which I'm sure a lot of people know about already, but, like, you can do a 5-minute meditation. There's an airplane meditation. There's a meditation for everything. And my favorite thing that I like to do every single day, like, right before I walked in here today, like, I sat in my car, I lit my fucking car sage. Yes, I have car sage. And I was just kind of, like, I take 3 really deep breaths in, hold it as long as I can, and just, like, let it out, and just try to, like, take literally 3 minutes. Take 3 minutes. Take 3 breaths in as deep as you can, hold it, and let it out. Like, just something that small, you know? And creating a routine for yourself throughout your life, like, no matter, like, if you have the busiest schedule in the world, like, I know you can find 3 minutes to, like, go into a bathroom and just take 3 deep breaths. Or before you go to sleep, like, take 5 minutes and listen to a meditation. Go for a walk. Like, for me, unfortunately, like, my foot is broken, but for me, like, I would go hiking almost every day. And that was, like, my meditative time, was just, like, getting outdoors, taking in nature, being in the sun, you know, and just, like, getting outside.
Yeah.
These days, it's kind of just sitting on my hammock, sitting on my hammock outside and hoping for the best.
Yeah.
Does that answer the question?
Yeah, totally.
It's so hard to talk to you because I'm just, like, so excited and my brain goes a million different ways.
Yeah, and I also have to pretend like I don't know certain things.
Yeah.
I'm like, the head on this wall. But for me, it's like, yeah, I'm trying to relearn my relationship with doing, like, emo nights out of the city.
Yeah.
So I did one in San Francisco last weekend by myself. And, like, I went to college there, so a lot of my friends came out to DJ and hang out. But, like, I got on the plane and immediately just started crying. And I cried the entire flight, which was an hour. And I was just sobbing. And it just wouldn't stop. And then, you know,
where did it come from? What do you think it was?
It's just anxiety around it. It's like I relate everything, every part of the process with work. So I'm just anxious about, okay, will I be able to set everything up by myself, like blow up the balloons, set up the merch table, sound check, make sure the visuals are right, make sure, you know, everyone's on the guest list.
Matt.
And it's like, of course I can. I've been doing this for 5 years.
You need to,
like,
own your power, girl.
Exactly.
You're like literally a superhero. You do, like, everything. You could do emo night with your eyes closed.
Exactly.
With
that's
the
what
fucking,
I just kept telling myself, but in the...
with feeling around,
just like DJ board. But in the moment, I was like, I'm just going to cry it out because that'll be cool. And then I got there and it was the first time where I implemented all these things that I do every day. So I got to my hotel and I sat there and I meditated. Then I went to the gym at the hotel and I went and took a walk. I made a plan with a friend to go to a museum and I went a day early because usually I'll fly in day That's of, good. Rush, do the thing, then get 2 hours of sleep and fly back. And I was like, I'm just going to spend another day there and hang out and actually relearn my relationship with this whole process of throwing an emo night.
Yeah.
And so, I don't know, it's just something that I'm working on, but I have to so actively do it. It's almost like
it's really hard.
Full-time job.
Yeah.
But it's just laying the foundation for the future.
But it's worth it.
It's so worth
it. It's like an investment in you.
Oh, what, my God. Like, how much more can I do? You mm-hmm. know, and like at what point will it all click where I can just realize that it's all fine and everything has always been fine. And if something gets fucked up, like no one cares.
Brains don't work like that.
I know.
My brain is in a constant spiral of like, there's just a lot of pressure. We put so much pressure on ourselves. And the other thing that I think about a lot is like, oh, let's get really real on this podcast. I feel like so many of my struggle and my anxiety, like so much of that comes from my own insecurity.
Yeah.
Like my insecurity of just constantly not feeling like I'm enough, which I know I'm enough. I know I'm amazing. Like, I know I'm talented. But, like, I'm sure you can relate. There's always that thing in the back of my mind that's like, yeah, but what if you're not enough? Like, what if this isn't going to last forever? What if X, Y, and Z? And I always have that sense of insecurity. And I feel like I've always had a really strong sense of insecurity. And now I really own it. As a grown-ass woman, I really own that. Because everyone's insecure. Like, we're all so insecure. The internet makes it a million times worse. And I just think it's so beautiful to like allow yourself to be insecure, but to manage that insecurity in your day-to-day life and to know that like waking up, even though you feel anxious and insecure and like, maybe I can't do this by myself, like somehow flipping that switch in your brain to be like, okay, wait, no, like I'm in one of my favorite cities. I love it here. My friends are coming. I've done emo night literally 2,000 times. Like, I know what I'm doing. I know I'm amazing. I know I'm powerful. Like, I fucking got this. It's learning to flip that switch, which is so hard. So but, hard. Like, the source of everything is insecurity. Like, you know, it's a whole other conversation. But everyone struggles with it so much. It's really fascinating. Like, I feel all these years of working with artists, like it's brought me so much perspective and I feel so grateful for that. But like everyone is so insecure. Mm-hmm. And I don't know like what it is in our DNA or our mind, our wiring that makes us feel that way. But like I try to just own it now and like laugh at myself. Like I've done a photo shoot in a studio with a band probably 500 times. And every single time I'm so nervous. Right. Like I'm so nervous to be in the studio. I'm like, what if I fuck something up? But it's just like retraining yourself and rewiring your brain to like put itself in a routine. You know, it's so hard. It really like mental health really is just like a constant thing you have to work at. There's no like magic fix for it. And I think creative people struggle with it so, so much because we're just like, literally, here's my art. It's just, it's all of who I am. Now tell me what you think of it. Like, it's terrifying. And like, you know, even though you're not like necessarily making art, you're still like putting on this amazing event and like doing so much for the community. And you have created this community within itself. And like, you care about it. Like, you care so much about it. And like, that's where all this insecurity and like, scared feelings are coming from because we just care. Like, we just care so much about what we do. And like, it's such a beautiful thing. But with that comes so many consequences, which is such like a, it's such a love-hate thing. And it's so hard to like get a grasp on. But you've come really far with it, if I'm allowed to say that. You really have. Like, we've known each other for so long. And I just think like, we've both really grown grown into.
You have to.
Especially over the last year. Like, we've both just, like, really grown into who we are. And it's really special.
100%. Yeah, it's really good. I mean, I definitely know I have a long way to go, but...
Same. We all do, though. You know? But as long as you can, like, pat yourself on the back for, like, the little steps, I think that's what really matters. Like, you know, we're all just... Anyone who's actually taking the time to listen to this podcast is, like, for sure a creative, emotional, anxiety-ridden human, because we all are. Yeah. And I just think, like, celebrate every little win. Celebrate every little day. Every little day.
And every small day.
Every small day. Celebrate the little wins and, like, you know, just take care of yourself. Take care of each other. Like, it's just so important. We're all working through so much stuff. We're all, like... We're all just feeling it. And the world right now is just such a terrifying place to live. And like,
So you touched on this a little bit before, and it kind of goes back to community, really. But was it Joe who kind of helped you, like showed you what a photo pass is and all that kind of stuff? So how important do you think that is to, like, the photo community of, like, you giving back and doing that same thing for the next up-and-coming photographer?
It's so important. And I think, going back on, like, insecurity, I think for years I really struggled. I'm going to be really open again. Mm-hmm. But for years I really struggled with the idea of community within photography because I was so insecure. And that was all me. Like, that was just me being really insecure and me feeling like I had to be really competitive for literally no reason. And I think now that I'm an adult and I'm, you know, the last few years, like, I've really tried to do more for the community. And, like, I, you know, in 2016, I taught classes on Warped Tour and I have done a few seminars and, you know, Vans has been really amazing to me and I've done a lot of workshops with them.
Yeah. Those are really cool. You guys walk around and
we've done, teach people how to... we did a zine making one, which was amazing. Cause I put out, a zine like last year. I don't remember like,
It's on my coffee table.
It was so special. And just doing things like that and just showing kids, like, that was just literally me sitting at my coffee table, like, taping Polaroids on pieces of paper and just showing people, doing more, like, arts and crafts, doing more workshops. Like, I just want to do more. And also, like, I feel like, you know, as women, I feel like for so long I was so competitive with other women, or like felt competitive with other women, and I don't want to feel like that anymore. I don't feel like that anymore. I feel like every time I have to say no to a job, I'm sending 5 other women for that job.
Yeah.
Or, you know, if I need to refer somebody for a graphic designer, like, I'm referring a woman, or like, it doesn't, I mean, you know, I try a lot harder now, and I try not to let that insecurity stop me from being more a part of the community, because the anxiety in the back of my mind, which I'm sure you can relate, is like, oh, they don't like me. They don't like my work. They don't want to be my friend. They don't, like, they're all really cool and I'm not, you know, like, I always would feel like that. And I think now I'm really content, like, living in my bubble, but, like, also extending an invite to other people. And, like, one of my really good friends is also going to be coming to LA. She's like, I really wanted to invite you to this, actually. She's going to be hosting. She's like an amazing business advisor, financial advisor. And she wants to host this thing for creative, like, women that are creative about, like, business and, like, learning more about how to run a business and
that's awesome.
How it all works, because I don't fucking know how it works. I have no idea how to run a business. Like, no one ever teaches you how to run a business unless you go to business school. So doing things like that and, like...
But I think even if you go to business school, you learn... all the
tiny bit.
Yeah, like, you learn all the, like, rules and stuff, but to actually apply it to whatever business you're going into, it's always going to be different. I always think about that. I'm like, shit, I should have gone to business school, because sometimes I encounter things that I have no idea how to handle.
It's so hard and it's so confusing. So, like, doing things like that within the community too, where it's like, how can I empower other photographers and, like, business owners, whether you're a graphic designer or a photographer or a creative director, like, how can I empower more people, especially more women, to be in business and, like, run and own their own business? Because at the end of the day, like, isn't that all we want? Like, right. I just want to see girls running the world, you know? So doing things like that, I'm just trying really hard to, like, be better and be more outgoing. Like, I really want to do another seminar in LA, but like have other photographers be a part of it, and like
so cool.
doing more things for nonprofit. And I'm working on this like massive mental health, like, I don't know if I should say too much about it. It's going to be, I've been working on it since January or December. And it's going to be a two-part, breaking news. It's going to be a, I don't think I've talked about this at all yet. It's going to be a two-part book about mental health in music. And cool. It's going to have portraits in it and conversations, and it's really special. And it's going to be like over 100 people. So I That's don't want to say too much about it, but I'm working on that too. I don't know. We're all just so fragile, you know, like I just want to like help as much as I can. And I'm really like proud of myself for being in this good of a headspace, because it's taken me a lot of work.
Yeah. But you have to be in that space to be able to help other people.
Exactly.
That's what I'm realizing.
Exactly. And I really had to work through a lot of, this year has been a lot of work, like a lot of work on myself and a lot of work on the way I feel about myself and like my insecurity with myself. And I think I'm just so proud to like be in a place where I can talk about it and feel like I'm really on like the tail end of working through that. And I like can be more outgoing about wanting to help other people and like wanting to extend my hand and not be so scared anymore to reach out. So
yeah
that's kind of like where I'm at with it. It's been like a really heavy year, but a really beautiful year.
That's
really
how it
like
goes.
Transformative year.
Just have to like go through the shit.
Yeah.
But besides personal life, what's been your favorite thing you've worked on this year?
Oh my God, so many things. All I want to do with my whole life is like empower people, whether it's women or men. Like, it doesn't really matter at this point in my career. I just think there's something so beautiful about a really powerful woman in music coming to me and saying like, hey, I've just, so you know, I've never loved photos of myself being like not touched up, and you made me feel really beautiful naturally. Yeah. Like, that's something that I want. So like, that's the best thing that's happened this year, I think, is like hearing that from like some of like the A-list artists that I've shot, which is insane to me that I can even say that sentence, because I never would have thought in my wildest dreams I would ever get to do that. But
so how do you think you're able to get those shots?
Do
you think that it's just people being comfortable with you?
I think it's creating the comfort. And it's like I got to document an artist in the studio, and I think she had never had anyone do that before. And I think it was really special because I was able to, like, it's this weird thing with photographers. Like, some photographers are really, really good at just, like, I don't know, when I'm doing fly on the wall stuff, I literally like zone in my energy so much. And I'm sure so many photographers will understand, like, when you're in the studio and there's like people making music, like, you just want to be as non-existent and as invisible as you can. Like, but that's my favorite thing I get to do, is like, I love to document artists in their most beautiful and like raw form, and then making them feel more beautiful through that process. Because when you can, like, it's like a superpower when you can just bring all your energy inward and just exist in a room and like literally be a ghost and not be there, not make a sound, not talk, just like quiet, observant, camera on silent shutter, like documenting someone's life. And like, when they're making a song, you know, when they're making something that's so special to them, and like there's all these people in the room that are like working on something so collaborative and it's so beautiful, like, that's my favorite thing I get to do. So I just, all I want to do is empower the women that are empowering millions of other women. So like Lady Gaga, Miley Cyrus, like, I just, let's go. Like, yeah. I just want to empower women, and I feel so lucky I've gotten to do so much of that this year. Like, I've got to work with so many amazing women that I looked up to for years. Yeah. Like, I looked up to Kesha for literally 9 years, and then I got to work with her, and I was just like, my mind was blown, you know? Yeah. And then like,
and even like Avril Lavigne,
I've looked up to Avril since I was like 12, you know?
And she's been through so much.
Yeah. And I, you know, it's just insane. And then I got to document Billie Eilish for a week this year, which was like unreal, you know. It's just so cool to see all these amazing women doing such cool things, and like, all I want to do is work with women. That's my whole life now. And I obviously, like, I still love all the bands I work for, like All Time Low, Bring Me the Horizon. Like, I love that, and I love that part of my life, because that's who I am. Like, I love shooting a hardcore show, like, that I will do that forever. But I think it feels really good to say, like, I'm really proud of everything I've done, but I want more out of this life. And I really just want to keep expanding and not do the same thing forever. I feel like I've put in so much fucking work the last 10 years, and I'm just like so proud of myself, and I'm so honored and like excited that's all finally paying off, because it finally feels like, you know, when it's like so hard to tell yourself like, I'm so proud of you, good job, you're doing great, sweetie. Like, mm-hmm. I have not been able to ever say that to myself until like the last few months, where I'm like, this is good, like things are good, you're doing good, like it's okay, it's okay to take time off, like be really proud, you know.
Yeah,
it's just good. I'm sure you feel that too, like,
oh, 100%. Like any day I take off, I just have this guilt, you know. I know. And it's so insane.
Why do we feel that
and
way?
It's especially insane because I work most weekends, you know. So it's like, if I'm like, this summer I said we traveled so much and they were mostly on weekends. So it's like, of course I should take a Monday off or a Wednesday off.
Or work from home.
Right. But even just not work for a day, because yeah. I've been working for 14 days straight, yeah. you know. And but then I'm like, but everybody else is working, so I should be working, instead of being like, no. You've been working every
You're
day.
You're your like, own you boss. To, yeah, like, you are like, your own boss.
Yeah, so I've also
and that's
been
so special.
Just taking like weekdays off sometimes.
Good.
I'm taking this Thursday off. My parents are coming to town.
That's
and
amazing.
Like,
oh my God, they're coming to talk town. To me, people. That's so exciting. Yeah. Are you guys going to go out and hang?
Yeah, I mean, they're coming here for
Hannah's
wedding.
Oh, yeah. The wedding is this weekend.
Yeah,
oh,
it's
my
next
God.
Weekend. Yeah.
Congratulations, Phil and Hannah.
Oh, so like, also, so I was exciting. Talking to Bobby about this too, of like how like they met at emo night. You know,
so special. I didn't know that.
Yeah, so it's just that's
oh
the
my
coolest
God.
Shit ever. It's like, if I ever kind of lose sight of why I'm
and
doing
you and her are
doing.
So close, and I
couldn't be closer.
I admire that weirdly from afar so much, because I just like,
but even that took
I never
a lot
had
of work.
That. Yeah.
You know, like there were years that we just didn't even talk in high yeah. school, and a little bit after that, we just. Literally hated each other and
yeah.
we did not talk, which I feel like is a very teenage thing.
Oh, absolutely.
And,
yeah.
But, you know, now it's like, I have no idea what like a day would look like without talking to her all day, you know? And
it's so special though.
It's really special.
I'm really happy you guys have that. You
yeah.
love each other so much.
Yeah.
And how special that you're in the same city.
I know.
Cause like, oh my God, my sisters are both in Wisconsin and my littlest one wants to move out here so bad. And
you're
I'm like,
yes.
I'm like, yes, but I'm like, can you afford it? Like she wants to be a stylist and like, yeah,
but you
it's
just
so,
let her do her thing.
So,
like everyone
yeah,
learns well, on their own.
No,
you know?
She's killing it. Like yeah. she's doing so well. I'm so proud. But it's so special that you guys are so close. And
I
here.
Love it. I,
are you
and
taking
I do
this weekend off?
That.
You better take this weekend off.
Yeah. Yes.
Eat all the cake. Drink all the champagne.
Well, no. So the wedding's next weekend.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
My parents are just coming like a week early to hang.
Oh, that's so special.
Yeah, yeah. I'm definitely not gonna work.
Okay,
yeah.
good.
I mean, definitely check my emails, but.
Good.
That's right.
So exciting.
So what else do you have coming up, like in the near future? Or
I've got a lot coming up. I'm really excited. Well, a few things. I feel like most of my work pops up within like a week of it actually happening, which is really exciting because I just like don't know what I'm bringing in. It's really fun. But I've been working on this amazing project with Vans all year, doing like wear tests for the Comfy Cush shoe at festivals. So
yeah,
we've
I
got
saw you did a bunch of stuff at Warped Tour too, right?
So fun, yeah. And we've got Riot Fest coming up, and then we've got a Voodoo Festival in New Orleans, which will be amazing.
I love New Orleans.
And then I'm going to Dublin in November for this a loft, like this. Amazing hotel chain, Aloft.
I love
which
that
is
hotel.
Like, this is my favorite hotel.
Yeah.
I'm somehow working with them. I can't even believe it. But I just did a show with them a couple weeks ago in Chicago. And then they're doing this, like, amazing homecoming tour, which is such a cool concept because they're, like, bringing in all these artists that are, like, bringing all these major artists back to their hometowns to play these, like, really small intimate shows for their family and friends. It's such a cool
That's
idea.
So
I got to go to Chicago, which is like where it all started for me, and shoot this artist that like I've known since 2012. I shot her first EP cover, and now we're like both doing so well. So it was really cool. But Dublin, they have Dermot Kennedy, who's like one. He's phenomenal. So I'm really excited. And then December, I'm going on vacation.
Nice.
And I've got some fun stuff that I can't talk about yet.
Cool.
But it'll be a great rest of the year. I'm excited. I hope it brings like. I would love, I think I might be ready again for another like big steady gig. I don't know what it is yet, but I feel it coming. So I'm really excited to see what it is because I'm hoping it's
like a tour.
Lady Gaga.
That'd be so
sick. I'm just going to keep saying every day. Yeah, you just have to put every it out there. Single day I say it. I'm like, I'm waiting.
It will happen.
I listen to Telephone every day and I say, I can't
that
wait.
That song is so good.
So I'm just like waiting to see what comes my way, but I feel really excited. I'm like not. I haven't worked at all in like a month and I'm like not worried. I don't feel scared. I'm just like.
Because it always
cruising.
It always happens, you know?
It always does. So that's the thing is like.
Worrying just takes away from.
I know. We can stress out. We could stress out forever, but it's literally not going to change the outcome of anything.
Ever.
So you just got to kind of like go with the flow because, you know, like money is so stressful and it still really stresses me out, but I'm just kind of like, okay, I've been freelancing since 2013, which is insane that I've worked for myself that long. And like,
and it's always worked out.
It has always worked itself out.
See, but
so,
it's the same thing as me with like emo nights.
Yeah.
So you just have to keep reminding yourself.
It will always work. At the end of the day, everyone will be
happy. If it doesn't in some way, like you figure it out and then you like get back up and it's all good.
Exactly.
You know? Like after college, I lived on Hannah's couch for like 3 months. Like, I had no fucking clue what I was doing. I had zero money in my bank account. Like, and I just remember for a second I was stressed out and then I was like, I'm going to take a trip to Joshua Tree.
Yeah.
And I took a trip and I came
Joshua
back.
Joshua Tree is the answer always for some reason. Oh, I need to come back.
And then I came back and I got a job and, you know, it just is like the second I just gave into this is life. Like, of course, you just graduated college. Like, why are you trying to get a job day one?
Yes. Like, just ride
like, you'll
the
never
wave.
Not have a job again.
Ride the wave. Especially people getting out of college, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
But it's just like if you don't
take
have money,
that time. Yeah.
Like, what do you know?
Yeah.
I said no money. So I was like, what am I going to do? Like, I can't really take that time because then I'll probably just get like a retail job and then I'll get stuck in it. You know?
No. Yeah.
So.
I'm proud of you.
I'm proud of us.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks so much for coming by.
Thank you for having me. This is like such a beautiful start to my like
being
a person again that leaves my house.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
It's been I love it. Thank you for just having me and allowing me to talk about all these things that have been in my mind for the last few weeks. I really appreciate it. It was like a therapy session. Me too.
I'm gonna start every month. Or it's Tuesday, but
should we have like a new podcast that's just like therapy with Babs?
I'm pretty down.
So on today's podcast, we'll be talking about how to cope, how to build an altar. Ooh. Witchy Wednesdays. I gotta chill out. But thank you.
Thank you. I love you.
Love you.
Hi, I'm Emma.
And I'm Joe.
And we're the professional book nerds. 2 Mondays a month, we interview authors and talk about their upcoming books, what drives them, and their go-to order at the cafe.
On Thursdays, we share recommendations and dive into topics readers face, like how do I actually read the books on my to-be-read list?
You can find the Professional Book Nerds podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Want to learn more about us? Our website is professionalbooknerds.com, and you can find us on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at ProBookNerds.
We hope you'll come and listen, and as always,
happy reading!